Bushus Avimari. Walnut of the Sigil of Rasik Shelek, Sibichin Chok, Sif Test, Du Sif Yadalid. We have a Gemara at the end of the fourth paragraph of my Tainim in Shabbos. Over there it says, Aim Rasik Mois of Shelek, Mois of Hora. Person is not brush, not snow, not ice. Bushus is very good rainbow, but wood is not blow out of it. First question is, what's the issue of crushing snow over here? Says Rashi, the Kalmelit B'Shabbos, you're creating in Shabbos, and Domi Kamalacha, Shibur and Maimu Elu, you're creating this wood over here, explains the Iranic putting the Ramban, it's Nichol get up Sirach Malacha. So the question is, we know the Lam Tes Malachas, what's the idea of Domi Kamalacha? What's the idea of the problem of looks like Kamalacha? So the Shulchan Atei Shittim a few hundred years ago, he wants to tie the Nichol category of Makar B'Patish. Makar B'Patish. They point out that that simple, why should be Nichol the Chol of Makar B'Patish? That we do not hold in Makar Patish Ba'ichlin, is the case of Oichel, so why should be a case of Makar Patish? Now, this, when he quotes it over, he says he does not know Eze Malacha, what Malacha is discussing over here. The study that Eilim makes saying over is that we have the Lama Test Malachas. The definition of the word Malacha seems to be a Shiloh, but Eilim says Malacha in English is work. Work. Now, as far as I know, you lash slap things. You lash like a piano one place or another, you can be an Arab and carry a refrigerator on your back, no problem over here. There's no issue to do that on Shabbos. So what does malacha mean? So the Eilim said over correctly, it means creation. You can't create on Shabbos. That's the Lama Test Malacha. You cannot put a seed into the ground to create a tree. You cannot put a brick on top of another to build a house. You can't do an act of bishul, could make raw food, royal achilo. The idea is creating. Lama Test Malacha, 39 things you cannot create on Shabbos. Therefore, Domi to Malacha, it's similar to the concept of Malacha, that here you're changing something from a liquid to a solid, or a solid to a liquid. It's the idea, the concept of Malacha, Avad is not the Meisah, not the Lam Tesh Malacha. But then to the side of why Chazal want to ask, the Torah asked, creation, this is the idea of creating, switching something from a solid to a liquid. But that's what you said over here, when you actually Domi to Malacha, that you're being Moil B'Shabbos. The second way to understand this, sir, they point out, if you look at the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph. You know the sugya of Schikas Peres, about squeezing Peres. That means you learn in Simchon Chof, when you learn the sugya of Schito, that over there comes out by Zesim and Ranovim is Ester Aiso, by Tusim Yemoinim is Ester Abonon. So over here comes along, we have the same yesod, you cannot squeeze out olives for its juice, grapes for its juice. Here also, we have a gezer onto that, you cannot squeeze out it, the shell for the juice for the wood of air. The Gzeru Otto Yischai Paris. They do ask a little bit of Shaila Akhridim. The loch is by Shah Paris, you pass in your arm out of squeeze. That means, for example, a pepper, it's not even the Lamashko, you land a squeeze. They point out Yishlachalik, there's Aim Lashdiyah, there's not Aim Lamashko. So over here it's a Gzeru, since Aim Lashdiyah, we have Gzeru Otto squeezing out Paris over here. A second you said over here. A third Malach, living down, in the Sefer Chuma, Ben Barak over here. It's the sugya of Noilad. Not Moilad, but Noilad. Now, to be clear, sometimes you see the word Moilad and Noilad being interchangeable. It really depends upon the context and how it's being used over here. The basic definition, how the Ilum says over the Lamdonim, Moilad means when you're doing it, be a dying. Take the shell of it, you're crushing it, be a dying. Mashainke, in the case of Noilad, you take the shell and you put it next to the Chama, the Son. The case in Simon Shin Yechester design, take Pashtid of the Shuman, but next to Amaduro, what is doing it? It's not that you are doing it, it's Noila being caused to happen. Moila is that you are doing it, be a dying. Noila is being caused to happen. Now, the truth is, every Moila is also Noila. When you do it, it's also Noila. You also cause it to happen. So sometimes you see the Sigur Moila use the terminology of Noila, get you, you also did it. But come out, what's he say to the Isser? He said the Isaac with the same Shuma is he said it's Noila, the Sugya Mokso. Now, if that's so, the Sugya of Noila, a little bit of a shadow here, we know that different levels of Noila, we might not hold of it in the Gerd Shabbos. So, whether they want to explain the idea of Noila Gomer, the concept of Beitzish Noila, I think what it brings down the case of Eitzim, they got burnt on Shabbos, turned into ashes, that's called Noila Gomer. That might be outside Shabbos and Sayin Yontif. That's not a shadow, Noila Gomer is also. There's something called Noila Viv Niktas. Let's say a person eats his bottle and left it behind at some place. Or he learned the Simchon Nechas, in the case of a clean, he broke it, came to a new object. That's called Neilat B'Miksas, because not this, a new thing that came here. It's called Shilin L'Shtamshus, and it's use. It wasn't being a piece of meat to bring a bowl. It wasn't being a case of you have a clay to know the use. Shinish tamshus kul nil b'miksas. That situation, machlik of Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shimon, as mot of Yehuda is also, we pass like Rabbi Shimon by Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Yontif. Some will be machlik by Shabbos like Rabbi Yehuda also, if we pass like Shimon, my sense motor. Come over here, we have a third type of a shinoi. It's not a new entity that mamish came to the world. It's not a shinish tamshus. It's a shinoi in the tzura. It wasn't the case being solid to liquid. It seems to be a machlik among the shinoi machine in the tzura is that. Nichol Kein idea of Nola Gomer. Well, no, it's even better in the case of Shina Ishtamshus. Shina Ishtamshus, again, it switches uses over here. One being a case of meat, being a case of a bone. The time to be Makel here is, who cares if it changes from being a solid to liquid? It's the same exact thing. That's not Nola, it's nothing. It might be Moila, it might be Xera of Sleetus Paris, but it's nothing to do with that you create anything. It just changes shapes, is nothing. That's the time why it's not Nola. Kamala Sevet Shimon says, no, what's the chiddush of Eimu asking Mishael? The fact that he changed the tzur over here, even those who want to say it's Machlik Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, Mashenkin, over here it's even worse than that. It's a new thing. The liquid was never here, it's always a solid. They must gain the sugya of Nele Gomer, and therefore everyone agrees to ask over here. That's for first the lumdus over here, but the Machlik is how it's different the category of Nele. So again, we have three malachim, what the side of the Issa of Eimu asking Mishael. Either it's dummy to Malacha, Moile. It's on the sugya of come to a gzera of splitting up Paris. It's on the sugya of Neulat. How does the Mechaber Paskin? It ends up being Muksa. I mean, we might not Paskin that way, it's only Bidi Evid, but it's on the sugya of Neulat, Neulat Gomer.
So, in other words, the
Baal Tumma
always
there. We'll get to Baal Tumma of Esh Hashem on Sunday. Get to Hishita. We're focusing now on Neulat. That means Allah, the gate to Mechaber is very clear over here in, by us in Sertes. And back in Sefer Shinuches, Sefer Zayin, he paskins it not like the Sefer Shumah, nothing to do with Meilat. He says you can put the Shelek next to the Chamon, next to Madura, or the Shumah, the Bashtita next to the Madura, Eish, no problem. That means, says the Sharatin, we do not, the Machab is not going with Malach. Says the Mishabura, however, there are more in Sefer Shinuches, Sefer Zayin says, no Gula Achmer, unless the Machab Matsarach, think of a Sarach upon Lachatilo, and Chlami, the Amor will say to be Machin Lachatilo. One of the ways, with some of the Sugim Meilat, the Machab does not hold of it. Now, again, in the Getsugim Noel, we'll get back to Bezashem on Sunday. So what is the Yisrael according to Mechaba? Why is it coming to ask him to ask Mishalek? So first, Oel points out, under what simon is it under? Simon Shinchot. The idea of Gzeirah of squeezing up Paris. Skitor. For that reason, Pasha Zavani holds the Issa between the Sugim like the Rambam. Between the Sugim of squeezing up Paris over here. Boy, he comes on the Shulchan Gemara and he points out that before we have a case over here in Sif Yud Aleph of being Rastig, Yedayim, I mean, Mechitzes Yedayim with Shelek. You also have the Loch and Sefi Beis of Mishashu Yodav with the case of Melech. It's coming back from Egretal until the Dov and Oshul, the Gemara said, you also have the Loch and Sefi Dalet of the Hashem Nagabi Shelek. Three different cases over here. Come to the Shul Gemara and these Akhrin point out, the Chor depends which Melech you're going with. If you understand that it's over here, this time, Exero of squeezing up Paris, what's the Loch by Kvashim? To Sofdom Lagufon. You have the sour pickle, you're squeezing out the juice because you want it, the sour pickle to be eaten with less juice. You're passing it smutter. If so, l'chura, when you're washing your hands, the shelek, or when you're doing the case of the sheshef with melech, or the case of the hashem with shelek, it's l'gufon. And therefore, if the issa mitzan, speaks of sperius, exero, these three cases of the mice should be mutter. Masha, you can go into the sugya of Rashi, which they want time the rush holds like Rashi, I'll come out these three cases of the mice are also. Which mouth are going with? Meister Mechab brings down these three halachas. That means the Mechab is passing also, it's how the sugar like Rashi, Domi to Locho, it's how the sugar of Moilid. Therefore, it's very Madrik, the words of Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer says, what is he saying? The Israel here said in the Shire, it's in Arts, Noilad, that of Vadanat. But says the Mishnah Brewer, it's how the other two reasons? Yeah, both reasons, the four of you could say, you chosh the Mechab. It's not Domi the Melocha of Arayah, Sif Al, Sif Yubayz, and Sif Yudalad. It's not Skidus Paris, no Aikas, and the Simon, Simon Shnechot. So it could be he holds Maisa both reasons, and the Mishmur sounds like both reasons can go to the Lochal Maisa. Now, the Nafkamina is not sure, not allowed to get to. But the Lochal Maisa would seem to go with both Taimim. And now we have the time of Neulat. Now we have this Issa of Mimunasik Shelek. What is this definition of the Issa of Mimunasik Shelek? So come along Rashi is a sugyo, and the words that Machaber says, Dahainu, this means the shavim lechitigas katanas, to make small pieces. That means Murasik does not mean I crush it to make it liquid. It means I crush it to make it to small pieces. Kidei, or Bishvil, or Shigimah Bishvil, or Rashi Kidei, Kineshi is over mine, in order for the word to come out. That means what is the association when a person goes to go do over here? He crushes and makes tiny pieces. That's what he does. Why is he doing it for? Kidei, that water comes out. But his issue is not making small pieces. If so, what's the issue to make very, very small pieces? Can you make pieces? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, we're doing it that small pieces are usur, regular pieces are mutter, like it says in Sif. You don't get the reason why it's mutter. If so, small pieces are usur, regular pieces are mutter, what is small pieces? I mean, let's say a person, he comes along and he wants to make ice chips. People like making ice chips and mice eating them. Can you go to the Shabbos? So the story is, the mice, when you want ice chips, that's when you don't want the water. You just want the chips to eat them. They're not very, very tiny. They're small. So if either is question to a Moshe says ice chips to mice on Shabbos is mutter. Up before it's not moilet. You don't make over any liquid over here. It's also a schitus perius, mice no liquid came out over here. I maybe the liquid might come out, and miskaven, which was and miskaven see the mutter, which has a single hill of the ibud. So the chura, tiny pieces are also for water, but number one for ice chips that the Moshe is mutter. If so, let's take another step further. Let's say a person wants to take something and make slush. He has his bottle of Coke, the soda over here, it's cold, it's frozen. He wants to crush it and make tiny, tiny pieces and make slush. Barad. And I think Barad and Shukalar does not mean that. Barad in the store to make slush over here. Can you go do that on Shabbos? So I think the Metzius are people making Barad. They're not just making tiny pieces, they're making tiny pieces and they also want the liquid there. They want both. If you agree with that, that's the Metzius. Abad, that's also. Therefore, the Issa Berkowitz said, about them making slosh to crush your soda bottle. If you talk about people on Shabbos take the soda bottle and crush it to make slosh, that's also. That's Ein Rashkin Sheller. The Bina from Shlomo Zalman, he said, you want tipas mayim, a drop of water there? About them, that's before that's Issa. Now, you couldn't want to argue with me in the Metzius. That's not what you want. I think that is the Metzius. You want the ice, the slosh is Metzius liquid with some ice inside. The Chorus Bia Bayam, it's a Rashkin Sheller, should be also. But take a third case over here. There's something called, at least in America, Italian ices. They tell me they sell over here in certain stores in Israel. Italian ices basically is a cube of ice. The best thing, their pretend what they seem to have done, they made the ice shavings, and then they froze it together. And when you scoop it off, you go back to ice shavings. That means we have these ice chips and water, slush, ulcer. Now we have a third thing called ice shavings. I think most people know what that is. That means the cherry flavor, the lemon flavor, you have the popsicle stick, and you scrape it off. And you have ice shavings, that's dakas shibadakas. Is that a mice going to be mutter, or is that going to be also on Shabbos? Can you eat Italian ices? So Ashkofi Rishon say, Betzem, you want tiny pieces, but it's not for the water. Therefore, Rabbi Saul Reisman in America, he says, I heard him say over, that Shavuos night he gives a shiur for a couple of hours. So what he does, at from that time from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, he gives out Italian ices to eat. Why? It's very hard to fall asleep when you're scraping away. It keeps everyone up. He says, in the beginning, it was a little bit hard to watch 67-year-old people going like this, and he had to hold back his smile. Got used to it over here. But they're scraping away, no problem. In case of Yontif, no difference over here. Might as well, this side over here, it's water. Like at the end of the day, you want tiny pieces, but not today to turn into a case of liquid over here. Asad Hasheni, who is Rabbi Adalski, has a tshuva himself wrote the Shulchan Levi in part test. And he writes, he wants to argue the point over here. He says, first let's analyze the Metzius, he says. The idea that in Rasik Shelik, can a person physically turn ice into liquid? Take a stone person, takes ice in his fingers, he's in the middle of Alaska over here, can he crush it with his fingers and turn it into liquid? The Metzius says a person cannot do that. Nobody, no matter how strong you are, you cannot turn a solid into liquid. What you can do is you break the solid into tiny, tiny pieces. Then, due to the atmosphere outside, or the friction of your hand, or the warm of your hand, can dissolve it and turn it into liquid. That means if it's freezing outside, you don't change the temperature, the water, the ice will always stay ice, no matter how hard you crush it. So what is the Issa Bimurasik, says Obelsky, what is the Mechaber and Rashi saying over? Make tiny pieces over here. I turn into water, if that's the Issa, that's happening by itself, maybe a single nail is over here. But a person himself cannot turn into tiny pieces. If someone wants the Isser to make it tiny, tiny pieces, that's your association with the Isser. So come over here by telling the Isser, you're making this block of ice and turning it into ice shavings over here. That's tiny pieces. That's the state of the Isser. And then if you want the time to come to eat a tiny nice and then chop it, eat tiny and saucer. What? So you could get them out what the Taitu's Kidei is. This Kidei, it gives you the opportunity to turn to liquid. Once it's spread apart on the surface, either out, it's Kidei means the opportunity, or Kidei means in order for it to happen, I want that. Then she questioned, the Gemara said, Mishfil, Vashi, switch to the Mechavis, switch to Kidei. Is Kidei an opportunity? About the opportunity now. Or no, you can say over here, no, I want. The Pashas, Leila will say over, like you're telling Mishfil, am I? No, words Gemara. Should be water. Lysa, I think this when you eat Italian ices, true, you have ice shavings, you look around it, around it, it makes that melting a drop. You wait 30 seconds, it melts more. So then you have the valve that's still good, Miskavim. And the Chura, most places can seem to understand what's a psychiatrist's ulcer. So the Chura, around the edges of the Italian ice when you eat it, that really melts right away. It's Ainu Miskavim, I think, in case of psychiatrist. The Chura, if so, you're crushing things that has a psychiatrist where you're turning into liquid. Mishmur said the mice is mostly either as helich ibud or ain maskavin. It's not helich ibud. It's not ain maskavin. It's not a secret ratio. So you can argue stark, even if the lack of the malach rabelski, even if the gold malach, you need the water, but at the end of the day, you have to keep his mind over here. Or maybe not. Mice, I know the oilim in America, they do eat it. Yesh lo naharbe, why that's so. Again, Kuna Belsky said the Vadish be machko, but even don't go like Rabelski, I think the Metzias is. On the edges, there are tipas. Once that tipas, he did a pull on Shabbos without the head of Chalich Le'ibud, without the head of the case over here of Enimus Kavim. If you hold Enimus Kavim, you need that, you say an opposite ratio.
What makes it turn into liquid?
What?
What makes it turn into liquid? Is it the scraping or is it the surface area?
It's a surface area, but then again, a Vada person himself can never crush ice turn to liquid. As long as you, a surface area on the edges, that doesn't have anything around it to keep it cold, it might say it melts it. So surface area due to the temperature around. Which is every type of classic shellac. So why is that mamash this, sir?
Is it
the Lecha Shimei? Sorry? Is it the Lecha Shimei? No one says it. The word Mishom is down by Shlosh Weitz Otzer. Can any type of smile you want?
So is the Isser the liquid or the crushing?
This is the crushing that turns into liquid. That's what it is. Now, the Maisa, people will ask, if so, can you take care of the igloo or these arctic, I think maybe knows what that is, these ice over here, and your mouth, can you crush them and eat them? The Maisa of the Ashur or the Kodashoni, eat tiny over here, the Maisa, that's Shas Achilo. Everyone knows Taichen is mutter, grinding with your mouth, ice Taichen, pour it inside your mouth, take it out. Shas Achilo is not nickel to get a block at all. About it inside your mouth, you can crush ices and eat them, that's not a shiloh. You can ice crush, you're making a liquid over here, that's not a problem. This is the other case they discuss. Rabelski and Schuler rice is right to be machmer, a right to see all this motor. If they tell me, based upon the tzidus, and it sees on the edges, that really depends. I think the question really depends. We'll get to what the Amos Kam, the words of Mishnah Berurah mean.
Rabelski said
on the mice? Yes. The mice he says, you want a tshuva, the mice says to be machmer. He writes in Shuva that he himself writes the first Shuvimach.
But you're not crushing the edges. You're crushing in the middle.
Right.
What the edges turn, maybe has nothing to do with the crushing.
And again, the whole block is a block, and you scraping it. There's always going to be edges around it. You made the shavings. The person himself made the shavings. Now the shaving in the middle stays cold. You wait 30 seconds or a minute, and the whole thing will start melting. But you made the shavings. That's called morassic. And at the end of the day, also the tipas of the liquid is around it.
But the liquid isn't coming from the shaving.
It is.
No, it's not. I'm fresh.
And maybe bring them in. Let's see.
Snow also starts melting more because it's not the tea.
And you're being morassic. It affects it more. It makes it, I think it's more. You have a black as well.
When you have snow,
but he has an miscavige. They have a head to not miscavige. This is not plumbly. It's not integration afterwards. Not a cleavage. Here I want it. Now this other case they get to figure moiler. They discuss, can a person take soapy water, a bowl, blow it, make bubbles over here? Is that different than figure moiler? Come over buzzer. They ask the Mishnah Lechura. You're making a bubble over here. That's moiler. This Mishnah Mizalman and Mishmir Shabbos also brings it down this way. He says that since the balloons had no kiyum, Therefore, Haksi committed something over here. Okay, argue the point. The whole balloon system, make these balloons over here, these bubbles over here, and all these bubbles are my secret. He wants them over here. The Mishnah Mazalman says not to stop kids from blowing these bubbles over here. It's not a shlishi. The same if you have a Shabbos, or a Shleim, the Maisi wants to be Mekel. At Sanrevi, the Islam Yashvi said it depends if you're the Chinuch, not where the Chinuch. We have a shadow about blowing soapy water into bubbles over here. Maisi, as far as I see, the minig is that the kids are where the Chinuch or Machanach. Not where the Chinuch, we leave it as is. Building upon the idea of us adults, we don't over here blow soapy water into bubbles, and then can we take our soda and pour it and make bubbles, or shake it to make bubbles, or beer to make bubbles over here? You're creating things that weren't there before. So you tell me, Mishlam, you pour, you have no kavona. But sometimes people like having kavona for it. Is there a question over here of Baya making bubbles on Shabbos, building upon this Shiloh making bubbles with soapy water? As far as I see over here, the Sabyashiv, let's say Eretz Yisrael, or Shabbos, might say, not know any safe that's machmer, even at Tzatri machmer. As far as I see, the Ilmais does not seem to worry about it. You get a problem with why is Eretz covered the hetzer, it's a ratio, it's not a chibad, why is Mais and Mutter? Before here, Yesh Bachalik. By bubbles from soapy water, that's the whole entire tachlis. I created it, it goes away 3 seconds later. I created something, that's moilit. Over here, the bubbles in the soda, the tachlis is not to create the bubbles, that you, the foam over here. That's not your tachlis. Tachlis is for the taste. You might, some people might have the desire to make the foam for whatever reason, but that's not what it's there for. It's all built upon taste. Therefore, even if you have kavana for it, Rabbanah has no chivas to it. There's no point for it. You can't make something chosh of something that's meaningless. Right? It's nothing over here. In fact, that's nothing. Before that's your story where they're not worrying about making bubbles over here and getting the soda and then their beer. Now, in the Gita Mother, there are other cases. There's something called Melad Reach, a Sugyan Simon Shin Chabez. Same idea. By. Are you allowed to drink it?
No, that's not allowed. Yeah, I for sure, yes. You wouldn't want it, though.
I'm not sure what the question is.
No, I'm trying to say that you're right, that you that the tacos is not the bubbles.
Right. I want the tingy taste inside, but I don't want to create these bubbles over here when I shake it and the little fizz goes on top.
You want the cinnamon, not the...
I want the... Not the cinnamon, I want the semen. I want the taste. I don't want the bubble per se.
So there's no one.
I don't see anyone who's machmir over here.
There's no one
machmir
on Soda Street when they
serve. I didn't get Soda Street. No, we get a different couple. That means next Sunday. That means a different case over here. They get to Moilet, the cake called Moilet Reach, the Simon Shin Chobay, they have to get to also a different time. That negate the sugar of putting on anything on your clothing or any object. That means you're allowed to be Moilet Reach in the ear or on your body. So they say when you put on the other end, you have a baya upon when you put on the undershirt, you have a baya to give the gracia, make sure it's only on your body over here. The other thing, when you learn the sugya of chashmal, it's mentioned in your dalad, the question was, what is it isra chashmal? Chadish was mechadish b'tah the sugya of b'tah b'ayna and makah patish. Before the chadish came along, and was from when b'tah the sugya of meilet, you're making light over here. They have the isra b'tah the sugya of meilet. They get to making ice and chavis, or making, again, the soda streams over here, or the whipped cream, will get a leaf of the sugya on Sunday, and so when you get the sugya of meilet. Now, the Gemara of Mamshech, at the end of the Gemara that says, the person how can't put the ice inside a kreis, a bowl or a cup, v'ene cheshish. That means, wrote down the Mechab, the Sefer of this member over here, the person has cannot crush shelek, be allowed to put it inside a cup, v'ene cheshish. The question is, what exactly is this case over here that we can come to matter in the contrast of the Sefer versus the ratio? The very Rashi said, over, you're putting this ice inside the cup that is one ready inside. When Mechab said even water inside of air, why can they standing? But what happens? The apple piece in the muach me'elo, even though it dissolves by itself, no problem. That means Rashi seems to understand the sense of the chilk of the ratio versus cipher. The ratio mastering and master anything the cipher. Can the ratio doing it be a dime with your own hand be marasing? Mastering the cipher, you're putting the ice inside this wine or this water over here. The muach me'elo is not happening through you. There was a no shiva, I mean creating anything by you. Therefore, it's mutter. Asad Hasheni, the Rashba brings down the Tesefto. The Tesefto says, over the safer of this memo over here, in the case where we massacre the Torah HaKais, they're crushing it inside the cup over here. That means you put the ice inside this water or this wine, and when it's inside the cup over here, take your fork, spoon, knife, or even your hands, and you're crushing the ice. Be dying. That means inside the ratio, inside the safer, be dying. The ratio, why is it also gets snicker? Masha Inkin says a safer, says the Rashi, why it's a mutter? Because Bedchila was Mayim, Besaifin is Mayim, it's only Nichlosh the Fish Shah. Therefore, the pool that you're doing over here has no Chashivas. The way the Mogad Avram says over, since over here it says Arab Lagozer, since not Nikku, not Glazer. That means we have the safer, putting your ice inside your liquid, crushing the Yadayim, as Pasha Bachlegs and Rashi, versus Rashbo, is that mutter also? But in Rashi, the Chur, it's also only Nimuch, Me'elu is mutter. Masha Enkin, the Rashbo, up in the Tesefto, the Maisel be mutter. They point out, who says this halacha, Rashbo Yadayim, the Rambam. Take out the Rambam, Mokavam Yadayim, the Rambam. He says, like the Shashbo here, the Makam Mishra goes this way over here. They passing loud, be Rashbo Yadayim. If we clear Bachlegs, the Mokavam Yadayim, we're asking me a dime went inside the liquid. The shell is the mice how do we pass it? Again, can a person take ice, put it inside his liquid, and we're asking me a dime inside the liquid? Comes the Mechaber, he says over the safer, like Rashi, says over who need more from Elof. Then we pass it, we mark me cannot be asking me a dime inside the liquid. Then we bought this from, go this way, the Benish Chai, the Yoima, the Kavach Chai, the Yoisa, the Paschal this way. But he even turned Ashkenazim, the Bush, the Shulchan Shittim, the grass, Shulchan Shleimer, Kishon Aruch, Chaim Noah, Shish Shabbos, they all paskin, be a dime is also. Hatzal HaShem, he comes from the Rambam, he says, it's true, that's Rashi. However, the Rambam, and the Ran, and the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, they all paskin, Abin the Sefer, be a dime, the mice is mutter, like Ozu. Therefore, that's how it's brought down, the Toitz of Shabbos, by the Chayodim, Tilodov, the mice, they paskin this mutter. The Mishmur, when he brings down the Mechaber, he says, Mechaber sounds like the Aser. He, however, brings down, Yish Matirim, those one we matter. The Mishmur is not clear over here how exactly he's paskening. However, if you go to the end of Simish Nuches, the Shaitzin, Sivkot and Kup and Bov, third to last one, the Dirish over here brings down, he points out how yes to pasken. He says, the Maisa, it's Machlekis, the Pashas of the Mechaber is to be Machmer, therefore the words of the Mishmur is Toiv Lahachmun Chachilo. That means Mishmur is paskening, and therefore, if someone afterwards go like Malach to the Mishmur, the correct thing is to go do Bimachmul Chachilo, to not to Mirastik be a dime inside the liquid. That means, first of all, comes out of here, until the Sugya, we have three different halachas. Number one, to Mirastik be a dime not inside the liquid, that's also, that's a Gemara, Poshur. To put an ice inside the liquid and dissolve by itself, that's Mutter, that's a Gemara, Poshur. To Mirastik be a dime inside the liquid, that's a Shiloh over here. That Mishmur comes out, Toiv to be Machmer. Building upon that, we'll get to the cases, that'll be a little later. But building upon that first, we're saying to Murasik Midayim, Toiv to be Machmer. It's stirring something, initially get up being Murasik Midayim. For example, let's say a person, he has over here sugar, it's inside a drink, he wants to stir it. That means the Kang over here saying to Murasik Midayim, Toiv to be Machmer, Lachatchilo. You want to dissolve your sugar inside. Over here, any powder inside your liquid. Is stirring it, Murasik Midayim, or stirring it, Nimuch Me'elov? What is stirring? What is mixing something? It's not physically crushing it. It's not letting it happen by itself. It's in between. You're mixing something to let something else happen. Is it a Toiv L'Hachmer, or is it a Maisa Motor? First, I point out, there's a Mechosh Chayot of Mirais over here, the person who wants to stir something. Mice wants to your any powder or the sugar over here, he says it's mutter. But they point out, he's l'shitosai. He owes Murashmi Daim inside the mice's mutter. So you have no right in the chayodom. Come on, Ben Ishchai, he says that chayodom, he's l'shitosai. We discussed over there, if the person mixes sugar, says Ben Ishchai, even though I am machmer, but over here I'll be mekel. Says Ben Ishchai, I'll be mekel in case of stirring. He says, why? But in the case of sugar, specifically, focusing now on sugar or powders, we'll get to water later on. First, on sugar and powders, can you mix them? He says, Mitzan is started according to Rashi. It's dummy to malacha. Why? Because he created a liquid over here. You think about what do you do when you have sugar and you mix it? In that sense, what you're doing is you're mixing it. It dissolves inside, but doesn't really go away. It makes the liquid thicker. If you can take out the water, or go back to the case of sugar, you did not really change the sugar into liquid. It's just, since there's so much wood over here, it dissolves inside. If you have too much sugar, it won't dissolve inside. Therefore, since you did not create water from the sugar, that's not dummy to malacha. It just disappeared inside the water. But it's not be'etzem water. So the Benish Chai, Mitzad Rashi, it's not a problem. I Mitzad the Sugya of Gzera of squeezing out of Perish make liquid, said the same thing. You did not make wood over here. So Mitzad, either reason by sugar or powders, in essence, what you're doing is you're not changing, you cannot change sugar into water. No one can take sugar and put it in any atmosphere and make it into water. You can take any powder and make it into water. What you're doing is dissolving it inside water. it disappears inside of it because so much water overweighs, it gets mixed inside. But it's not changing the most of the sugar. It's dissolving it. So he says, even on the side that's dirty, the mice may die in the machmer, he still wants tile of mice in this case is motor. Because he's not changing, not the is of Domin Locho, was Xeris Gisperis. Well, yeah, we die because of this. That's where we're coming from. Right, I'm asking. You go to the Benesh Chai, you may die, maybe you can. A fourth reason why he make it over here, we'll get to Afkaminas. According to Moshe, according to Liash, they asked him, can you mix the sugar over here, these powders? He says, yeah, because Eruv mixing is not Murasik Bidayim. That's their Sfora. That telling mixing is not Bidayim. Not mean what you're saying, you crush Bidayim, the sugar. Portion of Kamino. Where are you coming from? A fifth way of saying over, the way the Kalkwa is a Taino, the only time Isser is you might do it, right inside the cup is Osir, or to outside the cup. There's no way of taking sugar outside the cup, making it the liquid. There's no way of taking in these powders outside the cup, making it the liquid. By ice is possible. So we have inside or to outside. Here, there's no way to answer it. Fine, therefore, come on this farm, and then most of the mice are tiny to mix any powders of sugar and mice should be mortar for these five reasons. Outside the sheni, mice, they bring them from the chaznish number one. In Sefer HaChaim and Simon Nechas, he discusses taking these powders. Could you dissolve them inside water? And he discusses, mitzav two isurim, mitzav bishul, mitzav the sugar of losh. In mitzav the sugar of losh, he says, only my machurim and smotar. Mitzav the sugar of bishul, he gets involved, ask Eric Lesheni, why it should be motor? They ask, why didn't ask the mitzav the sugar of? Bimurasek. The one time from the Sefer, it sounds like that there's no isur of stirring things, mixing things. Mitzav these powders over here, ask the sugar bimurasek. However, in the end of the Sefer, time in the crawl, come on, Chaim Knievsky, the nice man, the Mizal and the Hogan of the Chaznish. The Chaznish, when he had a case of salt inside his food, even cold, he would not stir it. So, Chaim Knievsky himself, what is his reason why? So, maybe Mitzad the Sugar of Lisha, or Mitzad he held of the first time the Mishmu at Simchin Chot, Sifkotin Lamadalad, who's the first Shaito, and held that Rasik be a dime inside the case is also. Now, in the Yisr of Chaim, first of all, they point out that Chaim said, over the Lav Dafka, the same by Gibel, the son. The Lav Dafka case of salt, even the case of sugar and tea, is the same question over here. The son said over. If a person put, again, mixed the sugar inside his tea, and the Yisr of Chaim, Lechura, also Rizal Slosh, very hard to understand. The best is my Machura. Why is Rizal Slosh? He said, Echnami, he does not think it's Rizal Slosh. The main reason why he thinks it's also called Hanish, that's the reason that being Arab something is definitely getting morastic, therefore, to ask in the case of sugar and salt. So, Maisa, we have a Chanish, Api, and Hogan, a Sefer that someone saw, said over. So, Maisa wants to be Machmer over here. And Tain is an Esam Chaim. Why is it? Chaim was having maybe it's even worse thing than a case of the Mogav of Murasik Bidaim. Because in the case of Murasik Bidaim, inside the Kleis, at the end of the day, it's not Nicker. The water gets it out inside, falls apart inside, it's not Nicker. Here, when you put the sugar and the salt inside, at the end of the day, it is Nicker. Just like it's Nicker when you have water outside by itself, here, the taste, the sugar and the salt, the mice is Nicker. So maybe over here, even the Mogavrum maybe even agrees. Again, that's not how he wrote a time in the crawl. That's how he says, oh, he said over to somebody that's maybe even the Mogavrum over here also agrees. The mice said these are Kedushim over here. That will come out, the Chanish is brought down that he himself is Machmer not to stir his tea with sugar inside. Also, the sugar of Imurasek. Now again, the mice, maybe the Chanish is Machmer. There are those who seem to mafakvik, maybe there is no such chaznish over here, that goes on the safe over here. The Sforum of Maisa are makel for, again, for five different reasons, and seem to me that Hogan Oil is not machmer for this chumrah.
According to that, the coffee would be the same reason he gets.
Yes. As I keep saying, the sugar and all powders. Powders means any of these things over here. It means coffee, tea, anything that's powder. Now, take it a step further now. We're saying we're stirring these powders in the sugar. What about stirring when you have ice cubes inside your drink? That comes out, you have to realize, we only have two of the five reasons we said over. That means we sound the Benish Chai's heter of not being Borei Mayrim, because only the Zav inside, you don't have this heter. It's not his reason, because there's no shame, does not make any mind about Cletus Paris, the Mycene main mind over here. It's not the idea where it's not possible outside. It is possible over here outside. He left with the heter of the Mogavrom, the Tesefto, which Meshua says, Tai Lachmer. The Yashiv of Shomaz Alman say, the Yashiv of Moshe say over, is stirring definitely getting rasek. I mean, really, Batim left with only one main head over here. Can you stir your drink with ice cubes inside? Is stirring rasek? Which is a great question. A lot of places we've seen this that is rasek, you have to come onto other Eterim over here. That means that stir your drink with the ice inside, Yesh Lodin. At the end of the day, you tell me it's not called safe. Taylachmer. Then the Meister in the Sefer, late Chaim a few hundred years ago, Chaim Palachi says you cannot stir your drink with ice cubes inside. The Pesachim Shuvas and the Ma'or Shabbos said the person should be Machmer and not stir your drink with ice cubes inside. Tadashani, the Yisab Yashiv, and the Yashiv says you're allowed to. But the old stirring is not a problem. Kavachai Meister is a Mekel, Yashiv Meister is a Mekel. Meister at the end of the day, Nishma Shabbos says, we have two sides over here, the Taylachmer. Therefore, the better thing a person should be machmer, welcome to Tzarech, each local. I mean, the value we don't make a machmer against a person. We learn the sugya. The sultan is a spell over here that is a tzarech machmer, not to stir your drink with ice cubes inside. That means the item does with sugar and powders, that should not be a problem. Again, there might be a chaznish. The gate to stir your drink with ice cubes inside, because there's a spell over here, why to be machmer? There's no difference. Shake and stir with your.
When you out of ice, you make liquid powder.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. It's the whole point is to make it. Why are you stirring it for? To dissolve. Why are you doing it for? You're doing it last. It's the same thing you're doing it for. Same time. But if you. That the question is, we're saying Rasik Shelling, the mice is also, and what about the Shabbat Karak, to break ice over here? Now, in the case of Sif Yud, you're breaking the Karak to get the water underneath, and therefore the Matur, the Mechab, the mice are being a Mekel over here. But come on, our Koinon point out, Betsim for the base ice, if even you do not want the water underneath, just breaking the ice because you want the ice, the mice, even in that situation, the mice, that's water. So again, if breaking the ice that's not pieces of the dark ice, the mice is mutter. Whether you want the water underneath or even just want the ice itself. Why is it mutter? In fact, the base says, why is it mutter? So he said three reasons why it's mutter. Either because the amount of water that comes out is only a ma'at, or he says because it's in mischavin, or he said because it's helich ibud. The way the Mishmur and the Tasehu, they only say two of the three reasons. They say it's in mischavin, or helich ibud. Some only say even only one of the reasons. The Eli Rabba, Taisha Shabbat, say only has in mischavin. I stick with the Mishmur that says you have two reasons over here. You have the reason of Ein Mischavin, and you have the reason of Hilich Le'ibud. The first question is, when we say over the Ein Mischavin, it's very missing over here. What happens with Ein Mischavin when there is a case of a Pesach Rasher? When that situation will have the Heter, or won't have the Heter? So, first, I point out the words of Mishabura from the Beis Yosef. His words are, Afilu Im Yizdaygu Sasmayim, and even if water comes out, does that sound like it's Vada water coming out? It sounds like, and even if water comes out, it sounds like it's not a psych ratio. Lush, it sounds like not a psych ratio, but either they point out, you either Lavush and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they're both right, it's not a psych ratio. Because if it'll be a psych ratio, we'll not have that to any mischavin. Atzad HaShani, this is Gilly Mashur in the Murtad in the Black Shulchan Aruch of the Friedmans. He said over here, Shadah is Maisa Tzmoter, it's any mischavin, that Gam is a psych ratio. Psych ratio under Abodin, send you the Kinis, for the Maisa Tzmoter. So the reason why we're not too happy with this, we know Mishmur holds numerous times the Pesach Rasher by the Rabbanan, the Mishmur after. There's another way to understand the Pesach Rasher in Mishchavin. The Nelman Zilber says it's a Pesach Rasher. He said that Stimus the Mishmur is not Machalik, still be Mutter. Because since the whole idea is Dami to Malacha, we're not Mishchavin, the Pesach Rasher is not Dami to Malacha, still the Mishmur is Dami to Malacha, not Dami to Malacha Kral. Fine. Ulai. The Mishmur, at the end of the day, I think the reading of the Mishmur and some of the first Lavosh the Graz, need a situation over here of being not a psych ratio. Take a step further now. Mishmur says two reasons. Ein mischavin, helich le'ibud. The question always is, when you say two reasons, do you need both reasons? Or does each reason stand by itself? Is ein mischavin in and of itself enough matter? And helich le'ibud in and of itself enough matter? You need both reasons together. I think, again, in reading the Mishmur, he says va'oid, not v'gam. He says va'oid, the second reason, not v'gam, but it's also. Sounds like each reason stands by itself. It's enough to be making over here. The Maisa, we said before in the Abinazer and the Eretal, they said over here, why in the world, what is Nachmina between the two reasons? So Nachmina, whether the reason over here is between Dom and Lacho or Gdeskins Paris, he said each one has a Heter and each one has an Isser. That means the case of Hilus Ibud is only a situation of a heter of Baiskis Paris. The idea of Enmes Chavin is a heter only Domit Moloko. That means it comes along that with the saying over here that we need each time over here to matter each reason, Rashi's reason and Rambam's reason. Sounds like a Paiskim of Chosha, both reasons over here. According to Amnes and Eglital, comes along, we need both reasons to be Mekel. That's how they're setting it up. For the Swarm does not seem to be this way. I think the reading of Yeshua seems to be not this way. Each one is a heter in and of itself. The guy comes out, we have an idea that the person who cracks ice and he wants only the ice, the mice is mortar. Why is the mortar to be the Mishmur and Mishkav or a case of Eichle Ibud? Against one or the other. Again, according to Mishmur, it sounds like the question to go has many cases, not a psych ratio. Now, we're saying here we have an ice, the La break. There is a question, where exactly is this ice? That means it can be in a case on the chavis, on a barrel, it can be in a case by a be'er, or a nar, by a river, by a lake, by a case of a well over here, case of karko. So go through different cases over here. First, by the case of the chavis, you have ice on top, you want to break it off. That's the case where it's mortar. That means you can have as much snow as you want on top of your chavis, on your barrel, it's ice mortar. The second case, when you have snow, by case of nar, a be'er, by a well, a river, and lake over here, that's connected to the nechle get of karko. Kamal Mogan of Roman says, over here it's Osir. Why is it Osir? Either making a Pesach over here, or it's a Sugil Saiser, Bin of Estiro. And therefore the new Pesach, when I ask him what's connected to the character, it's Osir, Shulchan Asi Shitim, Shulchan Shloimo, Shulchan Acharav, Nezi Yisrael, Nabi Nezim, Chayim Noda, Pesach Meister, Mechub Le Karka, by snow is Osir. Asad Asher, and he comes to the Mishri, where he says, however, the Elmi Rabo, the place of Shabbos, the Maim Mordechai, Meister the end of the day, Shem Maim Malachim, has his name reward over here. Therefore, there is no chilik over here, whether it's connected to karka or not. There's no issa of bin mistero, therefore it's motor. And therefore, those who pass like this, the Naratoro, the Arachashulcha, the Masham, said there is no problem. Look at Maisa, how the Mishabur come out, over here at Paskins. He said we have two sides with Mechubla karka. He said, Mamakam, Sarech Shabbos, Yishwakal. Otherwise, the Chachila person should be Machmer. Just take two cases. One is in the house I grew up. That we used to have a drainage pipe outside, water would leak out, it was cold outside. We had all these icicles hanging down from the drainage pipe that we passed by going inside and out of our house all the time. Winter there in Brooklyn is for a couple of months. The question was always on Shabbos, can you walk by and just click, knock the icicles down? And what's the problem? Mabaya. And for fun also, just walk by and just click, knock them right down, break them right off. So comes out when this halacha. If it's a Sarek Shabbos, you think someone might get hurt by it, which I have no idea why, maybe you'll have a heter. Otherwise, stop to walk by these icicles and click them off. We should not be done on Shabbos. Because the Mokavim is also, we should also let Chila to be Machim over here. Take a second case. Father said over a story from his father, we saw Stolman Zatzal, that when he used to go to the lake with his Rebbetzin, go to the mikvah, and when the winter was frozen, used to go with two axes. Two shovels over here, one to break the ice, and one for the Kozaks when they come to want to fight with him. Two different ones. The question was, can you go do that on Shabbos? Can you break the ice? Go to the mikvah? So the Ben Ishchai, the Betzim, has this question in by us on the Sugyo. A time is that Agami should be Machmir, passed like the Mogavim to be Machmir. Like case Na Be'er, Akhmuchub Lakarko, the Tzarech Mitzvah, he says, go to the mikvah. The Maisa, that is Nichol and Tzarech, will be Mekel over here. That's not a problem. It's frozen, you break the ice. So coming along to break the icicles on your drainage or anything like that is not a Tzarek Shabbos. I don't think for the fun of it, it's not going to get a Tzarek Shabbos. And they will call that a Baya. So if a mikvah should not be a problem.
Not if he has the kids.
If certain adults are children, they have other issues, yes. Now, if you come down over here, that you have a chavis, the mice gets mortar. A karka with machmel kachilo. Now the question is, let's say you have a chavis that's memso. Is that nichon to get a karka? We know already that talochet simin shni dal sif aleph. The man is brought down with our mom. It said the gate to bindin bekarko, the memso has a get of karka over here. The question over here is, if so, does a memso have a get of karka over here? So, but also over here in the sukkah, you're coming to maksa shekel. And then they say, so, B'chayim, no, they say, they quote that Sergio there, says, yeah, Memsel has a get of karko. They have an example on a car, and these icicles hanging off the car. A car is Memsel. They come out to break all these icicles, because they're Bayal, unless it's a Shabbos. Otherwise, Avadu, the Mokavam, asks it over here. Yubaya, that's a mechuber. Take it now a step further, fourth case over here. Let's say a person has an object that's connected to the ice that's connected to the karka. What's the look in that case? Can you take the object off the snow that's connected to the karka? Come on, Chaim, when it says, the snow is part of the karka, to be machmor the mogar avram. The object is connected to the snow, that's connected to the karka, machmor the mogar avram, it's also, because the mishmur can only make a mogar avram. Here, for example, let's say a person's garbage lid, cover, is in Lakewood, it's on the floor, it's frozen outside, connected, can you take it off the karka? The garbage can itself can move it off the karka. The Tzarek Shabbos, the Seder. But now the Tzarek Shabbos, I don't know why it should be a Tzarek Shabbos, the Chore, mogar avram, mice will ask for it. You cannot take off your lid that's connected to the ground. Take it one more step now. Let's say a person now has an object or food that's connected to his ice, that's connected to his freezer, that's Memso. Can a person take out his challah from the freezer to the Shabbos meal that's frozen to the freezer that's connected to the ice on the freezer door? That means that the freezer is Memso. The ice, according to Mogar Avram, is connected to it, is Bani Masayser. The chal is connected to that according to Chaim Noz and Baya. Do we have a problem over here? So Mar Shabbos says, it's our Shabbos, chalas. But let's say not Tzarek Shabbos, do you have a heter? Do you have a heter? They ask the question, the Mar Shabbos says, you want to tell the Ashur and ask him. He says, if they get the chalo, you want to tell them a chalas, no size of a chalo. And the Minister of Oichlin, take up the chalo. But let's say the chalas inside the nylon bag, and the nylon bag is now stuck on top of the ice. That's a great question. So the Asher, he said over, not that simple memso is a baya, not that simple that's really stuck on over here, it's not a maybe to be makel. Maisim or Shabbos himself on paskin on top, so the Tzarek Shabbos can makel, otherwise be makel. They're going to come down and make five pieces over here, five akintas, the simple aloko. Number one, by cholis, the maisim at smutter, by karko, the maisim machlikis, which was at the makel lechachilo, Memso, the Swam say, have a gedder of karko. Number four, a klinis mechuber to ice on karko, the Swam seem to be machmer. And number five is an object that's connected to Memso through ice, Yesh Lodin, can argue the point also be machmer, be machmer, and Sayrich, a lot of can be Michael. Next signal, Sivid Al, Sivid Beis, when a person wants to either wash his hands with the case of Shel Gavorot, he wants to mashaf shake his hands with the case of Melech over here. Common places in the Sugya and Daphne Alice says, what not to Murasik Mishelig, person Yish Lazar, not to wash his hands, in the case over here of Shalag Bard. What will happen then, the day when he washes his hands, will end up being Murasik Mishelig over here. Not possible not to Murasik, and therefore brought down by the Rosh, by the Ben Erucham, a person being Machman not to wash with Shalag. The weather Machab brings down, very clearly said, Sarek Lazar in the winter, make sure the water has no snow, no ice inside. However, let's say Bimito, you do have the ice and snow inside. The be very careful not to crush your hands. That means no iser per se be'etzen to wash with snow and ice. The assumption is they can go crush the snow and ice. But let's say you have to, you can't get the snow and ice out. You have to wash your hands. Don't move out to the midst of washing hands, but be very careful not to be doichik the snow and ice out of the marasik shelik. This is a lot of very simple, brought down by the poiskim, Avush, Matarlo, Shulchan, Shloima, Kishmanar, and others. Vikas brought down. Asada Shani. Hamulam Mokar Rambam says, once I already sent Sif Tess, Num Shushanim, the Rambam, the Rajbo, the Meister make it upon the Tesefta, Murasik Midayim, that's inside liquid, the Meister's Motor. Here also, the floor, you have only a liquid with the shelling inside. So what happens? You mean Murasik Midayim inside liquid. There should be Motor. Just like in Sif Tess, you want the passing like the Tesefta. Here also, in Sif Alvin, you also want the passing like the Tesefta. Then we say, Mokar Rambam here, the Meister's Motor. We're talking about the Meister by the Eli Rabba, by the Tzitzit Shabbos, and the grass. On this situation, Kamul Gabi Alokha says, Agam, I said, it's only Tzitzit to be Machmer. In the Shayat Tzitzit, and Simon Shinuchas, the ends, we're going to Membom, by Murasik Biyadayim, Tzitzit liquid, over here, Ein Lahokal, not to be Mekal. Here I am Machmer. Why? Because it says, Numz Yishanim bring down the Salokal. That's why. Don't explain why. But Numz Yishanim bring down, Ein Lahokal over here. Aye, what do you answer back? The time of Mokar Avram, you make home Sif Tess. Mishmur says, only turn Lachma, one of them ain't Lahokal. So really, the Chemin Shloima, a few years ago, brought down by my Taro, and afterwards the Kabachayim, and the Chemin Yom Zil, but also Bekin, the same Yisrael. I think the other one was saying over. The Metzias is, when a person washes his hands, what happens? The water goes away very quickly. You're left behind with ice and with snow. And the natural thing is to crush it. So what's happening here? When you crush the snow, it's not going inside water. The old guy had the deception when you're crushing it's not nicker, goes inside the water, not nicker. Here, the practicality is what happens, the water goes away, you're left with snow and ice, you crush it without a case of not being nicker, won't be nicker. People here ain't local. That's the practicality of here. Why the Mechav in the case of Sutez, verse of Yudalev?
It's mostly
evil. You're crushing with the hand. You're dying, kavono.
But although it was evil.
Okay, but I have to. So again, we see over here that that's only had to put a reason. They had to tell me
why is it like using
crushing hands? That's also not true. Sorry, even better reason. I don't want to argue.
No, you washing.
He's saying it's not. Usually it's true. You want more water to clean yourself. That's what you're really doing. Next halacha is if you gimel, can a person walk in the street and go on top of a shelek, cover the snow, could that be a bayah, being doyus over here, or crushing it? Is that a rustic shelek? The words of Mechaber is Eina Chayshish. The core for this is Besom, the Torah being now from the Rosh. And he says the reason why it's Mutter, it contrasts it against the case of Lahashtan Agav Eshelek. So the reason why it's Mutter over here, because by Lahashtan is a case of Vadai. Over here it's not a case of Vadai. I mean, one reason why a person is allowed to walk upon snow in the winter, according to the way it has to stood from the Rosh, because Ein Mischavin and Ein Psik Resho. I mean, over here it's very clear the Rosh thing, the head over here, is not a Psik Resho. Look at the Torah 3 of the Eli Rabo. It seems to be that way in Magavram. He says, the reason Lahashim B'machma is Vadai. Which was the same word as Vadai, Shaitzim. And therefore over here, it's more to the Eid of Mishavin. It brings it down, that's the Pshat, the Shaitzim, from the going Eid of Mishavin. Now what do you want from the going? I'm not sure. But my son, the Heti, said the Heti is out to Eid of Mishavin. The second reason why Lahashim walks upon the snow. Come to the Taz, he says, Agam is Psik Resho. You walk upon the snow, my son melt. If you don't have water on the bottom, it will melt over here. But since he actually is our Lugazer. What goes there? What happened to the Shulchan? That means again, we have two reasons we are wanting metal walking atop the snow. Either it's Ein Mischavin, Hashem means Anapsik Ratio, or in the case of here, Eifshin Lizar. That's how it's brought down by the Tayshah Shabbos, Gaz Mishmur, both reasons over here. The Shalom obviously is what happens when a person snows outside and there's a path with no snow. Should a person, or does a person have to walk on a path that has no snow? Or still, is a person allowed to walk on the snow? Sometimes the path is in the street, because the cars went over and they took away all the snow. The street has no snow. And the Shabbos, no cars are going. And the sidewalk, there's snow. The person has to walk away from the sidewalk, go into the street, and walk in the street. But no, you have a right to walk in the snow. So the Dishma Shabbos, Mar Shabbos, both discussed. The Dishma Shabbos, Maisa wants to be Mekel. But both of them really go on further and point out, not that simple. You have to understand, if the Yisrael of the head is Eini Mischavin, numerous times you get involved in a case with Psik Resho. So, beside that, Yishlodi will have a head to when it is a Psik Resho. We'll get to what that means. Second, if the Yisrael of the head is Eyash Lizar, get involved with what does it mean, Eyash Lizar? Where's the Mishabura as if it's like Gozer? Even if Eyash Lizar like Gozer, Yishlodi, the Ben Ishchai is very clear enough the way he writes. Yes, Lizar, and therefore when you don't have the opportunity, he says, then Echnami should walk in snow. He says you have the opportunity, you should not walk in snow. He's very clear, they say, no, Mamash Legozer. Mice, at the end of the day, the Mor Shabbos and the Pesach Yeshuvah both say the Chachilin should walk on a path. Why? They say, first of all, we see the Lochan Sif Yudalud already. Mishmua said, the Pesach Yudalud, Hashtag Abbe Selig, you've not the Svar of not Miskab only the ratio of Yes, Lizar, and the Pesach Yudalud, the Chachilin should be Machmer. If you can, it should be the same exact thing. I just think Metzias, it really depends upon Metzias. At least in America, it's a little drop different. But before, when it starts snowing over here, the beginning would walk upon the snow, it only compacts it, doesn't melt it. I think there was not a case of Psik Resho. I think more towards the end, and you see over here when you step on it, and with this really slush, it's turning into slush in certain areas, you step on it, you're crushing it, and it turns into liquid. And the reason why. Over the day, it comes a path on Shabbos, because every step everyone takes, makes a liquid. Everyone's doing an active morassic. So I think when it starts snowing, or it's very cold outside, and the temperature did not change, you can argue the Matisse says it's not a case of Psik Resho. Not Psik Resho in Mischavin. Maisa, that's Torah Shagabi Shelek. We have two reasons. Maisa should not be a problem. However, in the case when it turns into a case of Psik Resho, Yesh Lona Harbe, if the correct thing is to go walk upon the snow, Before, the better thing is to walk where the path is, where there's no snow. One could get involved, maybe you did not have the head of the Yeshua Lazar. Get involved, do we even pass like that Torah? We've seen some of you, not simple, we not have to pass like that Torah. And the psychoration for him, by out to be machmo over here.
All
right. It's all into the water. It really depends where and what we're holding also. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends. They do discuss, let's say a person who wants to walk upon snow and he wants to make footprints. It's really not our sugya, but what if a person wants footprints? Let's say, for example, in Muncie, where it snows over there a lot, and when people go away for Shabbos, the goyim look for where there are no footprints. Therefore, there are no yid in the home, and therefore they're breaking the houses. So one person told his neighbor, when it snows, Friday night, just walk back and forth on my path over here. Not best into Marasik Michelle, and not going to turn to liquids, too cold over here, make footprints. There's a Chashukai Kevin, the Rift of Zilberstein, he says, Roshim, praise him. Give a vaya. Maybe go get a guy, go do it over here, tell him to walk back and forth, don't tell him why, whatever reason over here is. But if you need to go do it, by Yom Tov, Sugya Roshim. Now, Sifri Dalet, again, is a contrast with Sifri Gimel, in the case of Lahashtanak Al-Meir Vayim, Lahashtanak Al-Meshelev, could a person go to the bathroom top of Shelek, come on the Torah and the Chabah, they're both being down, Machlek is to Rosh Rosh Maram, Maram Mais is Mekel, Sinelech Nechel, Sugya Bing Dairis, Mashiach, the Rosh says over here, it's a secretion, it's a Vadai, and therefore it's also. Where's the Torah, Machamah, Mishnebrua, Vadai, therefore it's also. That means very clear what's the Chabah in Gimel versus Yedalad. Gimel is not a Vadai, Yedalad is the case of Vadai. That's the chilul between the two cases. Why did Rosh Hashanah switch Gimel versus Yedalad? Halacha Ma'aseh Ali Paskin. So they bring down the Bach and the Mashal Ma'aseh. He asks it. Come on, the Taz Lashi Tosfos says once Ari's Mekel Gimel comes to Psik Reisha, Yesh Lizar. He also Yesh Lizar. Therefore, like Gazer, Rosh Hashanah wants to go this way to Mekel. Halacha Ma'aseh. Mishmur brings down the Eli Rabo. The person Ma'aseh should be Machmir Mikun. Shulchan Ma'aseh Shitim Chayodim Legras. There was sound like Mishmur about the correct thing. The Ma'aseh is to be Machmir. And not Lahashin on top of the Shelag. Let's say a person has to. Fine, might say you have to. But otherwise, the Chulah should not be done. They do point out, let's say the Shelag outside, and let's say there's a wall over there, and you can do it on something else, and then it will roll down and go on top of the Shelag over here. A gum will melt it. So, come along the Makar Chai and the Chamasyon, he says, what do you do something else? Or the words of Shulchan Shlomo, the one from a few hundred years ago, the dying from Mir Vilna, said, what was that your Kreichai? But the Eish Lavon, the Machash, it says, Kla'achia, but you're upon the Vad, it's mutter. I mean, the only Tzati Machal here is Lahashin Mamash on the Shalak. Lahashin is something else that rolls down, it's not your Koyach. It's Kla'achian, the Maisa won't even have this come over here, the Maisa will be mutter. Building upon this, the Shalak is when you go to Stam a Sherutim, and you want to use the urinal, and sometimes there is a bar of soap over there. Can a person, Maisa, have a Baya, Mitzad, L'chadchilo, L'hashin, on the shelag over here. Because this stream is going straight on top of the bar. So we already discussed this bar has before three other problems first. We have bayah that this bar, especially the toilet bowl, is molen reyach. Bayah is molen reyach. The earth for Shabbos tainus, the betzis, is not being molen reyach in the liquid, being molen reyach in the atmosphere, in the avir, nipot water. Not a problem. It's on the sugya of tzveya. We spoke out economy, if it's a blue one, you might have an issue. Make sure they're not blue. Make sure they're the white ones. So the sugi b'machik, it's smoothing it out. That time is over, and no one has any interest in smoothing out those bars of blue things that, or white things that are inside the urinal. No baya b'machik. That means the main problem is surveya. The correct thing is not to have a blue one inside, only one that's white. The fourth thing is marasik. There's a reason why your wife paid a couple of more shekels to get the blue one over the white one. There are different colors there, and there's a reason why she paid 20 agarot more for it. There's a reason why they sell it for it. Now, those who are tiny, true, the wife has no heter, the guy does have a heter. Good point, maybe. She does use the urinal, that's correct, but they talk about more in the flushing area. And the toilet bowl, when there's a surveillance sign, there are some guys who are tiny, they have a heter 100%, the wife has no heter. Good point. But even the guys, Yishlod, they're really thinking what they're doing over here. They wonder what the wife wants, so maybe... It's, yeah. No, then you have a heter code, but you have other reasons to make it. Now, the gate to Muasik, also on top of it, Kamalim or Shabbos, Botan Bachon Shivtacho, they want a taina, Yishlo Hamin Sheleg, first these bars over here. By Sheleg it's soft. You step on it, it melts very quickly. These bars over here, Kamat doesn't melt even if it does, only Ma'at Ma'at. Even though what taina is not Nichol to get any Cheshivas over here. But she's one of the ones that makes a difference, because you still want the Tibas to melt off to come off to work over here. You want to say, number one, there's a Ma'at, there's no Cheshivas. Number two, the taina, it's not Miskabin, it's not an obstacle ratio. Also, that's true in Metzias if it's not Pesach Ratio. Okay, I think it should be a Namat, should be a case of Pesach Ratio. Those are the one you want to make up, but they both end off with a partial Yisoid. Don't do on top of it, do on the side, it rolls down on top of it. Now you have the Eshel Avrom, you have the Makar Chaim, you have the Eichlami. The better thing is not to do on top of it. The better thing is to do on the side, and only be a Kleif to go on top of it, and it will not be the Shiloh. Now, from this thing over here, of Lahashta Gabi Shelek, there's a very important Yisoid that comes out. Very important Yisoid. That means until now, we learned the Sugyot, there's Mailin, and there's also Sugyot Nailin. Mailin means doing something to be a dying, taking icy, crushing it. That the Maisa Gemara, it's also. In the case of Naila, when it happens by itself, that the Mechav is Mekel, and the Ramah is Mekel, but Mokhman Sarech. What is Iwi? When you take something and you pour it, and it goes by itself on top and melts something. That means not your hands are doing it. It's a koyach of Mashiach, gravity. They let go, and the iri happening. That means the company said lahashtin is beetsem. It's not really moilid, but it's not exactly noilid. In between is a case of iri, but it's iri from yourself, from your body. So maybe that's you doing it. But let's say when you pour from a pitcher onto something, is that nichol isa of moilid, and if it's usur, or noilid, it can be makel going to machaber. What is iri? So the Eilim learned Mishnah Gimel, everyone knows, the test came up in a couple of weeks, Mishnah Gimel, Forsh Mishnah Brua, black and white, Forsh Mishnah Brua, discussing the case of Iwe. He writes over there, in Mishnah Sekot Kuf, and Mishnah Brua Sekot Mem Aleph, now a person has a pot, has Shuman that's stuck on top of his pot, he wants to clean it, he wants to do an Iwe on top of it with hot water, and to melt the Shuman. He says, Mitzad the Sugil of Bishol, and Bishol Acha Bishol. He says, however, Mitzad the Sugil of melting over here, he says, "Vahavi noilad like siman shenchot sif yudalid." Cannot be alochan hashayatzin the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says to pour hot water on top of Yeshuvim is sefkod kuf. He says over here to melt Yeshuvim is like siman shenchot sefkod sif yudalid. What's sif yudalid? The case of lahashlag amishalig. So we see two yisaidis over here. Number one, he's paskening. It's osir like the rosh, not marab. He's paskening like it's osir.
What about the intent?
That's Neilat. Again, not one. Now he's saying the Chiddush over here, this is Iwi. Iwi is Moilin. Moilin is a Gemara. We can't matter it. Even the Sephardim can't matter it. That's a Gemara. So we have a case over here that's Moilin. Iwi is Moilin. Number one. And it's two things. Iwi is Marasik. And number two, he's passing like the Rosh over here. Two things over here. The Iwi of the Mice is Ulcer. Once we have this side over here, the Iwi of the Mice is Ulcer, the question is, first has a cup. He puts his ice inside, then he takes his Coke. Shabbos, only Shabbos. One Coke, but not. You have to have cold Coke. You pour your Coke on top of your ice. That's the case of Iroi. On top of your ice, you melt the ice over here. Were you just morassing your barad? I think Morris says, also. Your one Coke on top of your ice is Iroi. It's like Mishabura says, your hot water on top of your Shubon. It dissolves it, and melts it. You want the water. You want the water. It's the case of Mishabin al Chibud. You want it over here. It's a great show. So myself, can you pour your Coke on top of your ice cubes? Now, a Vada person can do and put the Coke first and the ice cube second. That's a Gemara. Mimuch Melo, even going to Rashi, everyone agrees. But can you put the ice cubes first and your Coke second? So back 2 months ago, someone reached out, I was in America, and I was by somebody on Shabbos, and over there, the person, the name of my table, was pouring their soda on top of the ice. After Shabbos, I went over to this Rebbe in Chaim Blin, and I told him, or maybe it's by Yavi Marasik. He wasn't too happy with me. So he said, let's go to the Beis HaRoh of Flatbush. We will meet the Beis HaRoh over there. Two different Rebbeim of Chaim Blin, of Avrom, Rebbe Yomin. And they both went to the Moray to ask for the head of the Beis HaRoh over there, of Shapiro. And they asked him, is there by Yah pouring the hot Coke on top of the ice? So they started talking about. So he did not know who I was. Somebody, a friend of personal there. They knew two other people. Talking about, so the person goes over to the show and takes out the Savior Dora Malachim. So I told my brother and his friend, please don't say who was the happy where. But they, of course, said over. That they enjoyed. I was embarrassed, felt very awkward over here. They take it on the same door, locked him over here. And he starts, after they told him, and he said, okay, let's go up and see what it says over here. Maisie brings down the list of Isim over there, and they get involved in the Shiloh of Maya Lechuret, Mama Shekes V'Ioi, I mean, we're asking over here. Now, that means that for this reason, the door locked him down, the Adnei Paz, and the Nishma Shabbos, the Divei Ben Yohu, Shalom Yonis, and the Maisie, they come along and say it's also. There's some who have more of a Losha, more or less of a Losha, not also. Betty not going to do over here. The rest of the Pesach Chuvis, the Shabbos Kalochim, or Shabbos said the person should not go do it. This one is very simple. When you pour the stone on top of the ice, you wash the ice, you make a hole right through the ice sometimes. Or you wash it melt over here. Who is a bayah, you don't see it over here. It might be dissolving into it, but the ice is on top. I mean, every time the ice is underneath the soda, fine. But the ice is on top of the soda, and you see the ice physically melt, and it gets the coke on the bottom. But I see the ice make a hole through it. Now, the maestro, the first word the asker wanted to answer it. At the end of the day, it came being this whole bezel wanted to matter it. Then we got put some kids in, then we put some ice inside, then we put coke. We tried to show what happens over here. Now, I would not know what happened all week. It seemed to be a big mavucha that he gave a shion on Shabbos, the tzibah over there. He said at the end of the day, he now wants to be makel. But it really depends. Really, what the Metzias over here is. But it came down, it's not really Shalah in Halacha, it came down the argument more Metzias. That means certain times the coke is not that hot. It's warm, cold. Some of the ice is frozen. It'll take a while. So they put in some ice and they put on top and it dissolves. Sometimes it will dissolve. So I think everyone agrees that when it's thicker and you pour it and sometimes you see the hole going through you make a hole through the ice. That's what we're asking Shalah. Somebody pour it, nothing happens, Avada should be mutter. The Baya is even when nothing happens, you can't get involved with when a little bit happens. What's Tipas? What's a Mashu? Is that double Choshev? Do you take that into account? Tell me to Enemus Chavin, my Psik Ratio. Tipas, I think, about the case of Psik Ratio here. If you ask me, I still ask to be Machmer. Others say to be Mekel, especially want to understand if Enemus Chavin with Psik Ratio is mutter. So only is mutter over here. Go like the Galil Masho. You want to go like the Vinyl Mazilver. Myself, go like the Bush Negaz. I don't hear the Tzatzi make a little bear. Go should be ulcer. So these two upon the center, the cover me, and we shall miss the table, the cover, they're still, and they pour on the side. And then it goes down, and it goes inside the ice. That means it's very easy the first time to put the soda first, the ice second. How much do you want to take soda the second time and third time? So what do? You always, like the first obviously told me you get a bunch of cups there. Every time pour into a different cup. And I told him, just pour it on the side. That's Eishel Avram. That's Myself, Makar Chayim. Pour on the side. That's all the kaychay. It's klachayad. No way of doing it. So again, I know there's some other reason. Our Shabbos said do a benachas. I have no idea what word benachas means. I think it's still melts over here. And that's what one statement kind of melech wants to make. I'll be sorry, Shabbat Lechora. It's mamish and iroi. It's mamish the Mishabura. It's mamish the Mishabura. It's gimel. So from kuf over there. People who mention the gimel, they should know. It's before the Mishabura. Lechora pouring your hot coke on top of your soda. Top of your ice cream. Lechora should be a bayah of iroi, which is monastic the shalik. Take another case over here, you put it on the ice tray. Now to take the ice tray, to take out the ice, over here. So there's a problem when you turn it back and forth, the ice comes out, it's very simple. Sometimes it's not that simple to get the ice out. The question is, can you pour water on top of the ice tray to loosen the ice? Same thing, you're doing it now in Iroi, on top of the ice, to loosen it. And it's come on there, want to loosen the water, come out over here. So come over here, as far as you can hear, all this from the Maisa Mekel. Rabbi Yomim Zilbo, Rabbi Yashim, Rabbi Eider, Shmir Shabbos, Rabbi Chaim. And here, very simple. Why, Be'etzem, we have that Terim, Be'etzem, I don't really want the water. I just want to take out the ice, Engels Chavin. Also, it's Ma'at, it's also Hilat Libot. Of course, since you have all three reasons over here, the Chol Maisa, you have about the three water, it's only a case of Hilat Libot. This Shmir Shabbos, you want Taino, be better, you said to pour the water on top, but you have two ways to pour the water, on the back of the ice tray, or on top of the ice tray. You want to tie it up to pour it on top of the ice is better, then what happens? Then it's going to be dived inside water. The most you have in the time of the Hakim of the Shire and seeing already. Because it gets kita, you got a bunker, it gets mixed inside over here. They want to tie it to pour it on top of the water. You do it on top of the ice, not on the bottom. Right? To tie it up, actually, the mice are pouring on top of your coke, on top of your ice cream, the coke, I think, is a bayah. Chachila shouldn't do it. Mashenkin, I say the mice should be mutter. Take the last case over here, the last step. Can you pour your hot water, boiling hot, like the Mishmah's case of hot water on top of Shumon, but your hot water on top of your instant coffee, instant tea, instant cocoa, on top of your sugar? Can you pour hot water on top of these things? Pamela Mishmah says, Iroid Morasik. You're melting things over here. Here's a case of Iroid being Morasik, being dying. Now these things over here, the dissolving inside of it. Can you bring Morasik on top of your sugar? So come on, the narrator and says, you on top of your sugar, hot water. His words are, "Kulasik be dying the kuli alma." How can you pour your hot water on top of sugar over here? Taste the Shabbos, the Shvisha Shabbos, the Nishma Shabbos, Mara Shabbos. The words of Max Elio and Shuvan Chalabes. He says some people try to be machmir mitzvah the sugya of tzveya, and if al yarish dvash in the shayatim the simen shindiches, which no one can find this yarish dvash. They come along and they put the granules of the coffee first, then they put the hot water second. He says, "The ain shum tzad lahater, but toys who be dea tzibur." It's a mistake, Gomer. They want the sigil of tzveya of a chum of a mile of yarish dvash they can't find, to an issa being morastic be dayim, an issa Gomer. Also, what? First, that's the tzad to aser. He said, "Toys." Now, first, to be clear over here, the Be'etzim, I said put a thought together, he said there seems to be two ways to Aser. That means, the person who will Asering it, the Menorah Torah, Torah Shabbos, Shvi'i Shabbos, Mor Shabbos, those four, they're all Asering, even the case of sugar. But Rafal came along and says, when it's not Asering the case of sugar, he's mastering sugar. To explain, first, the case of sugar, again, the one to ask it, the Menorah Torah, come on, they point out, the one to ask the sugar, the black or white part of the iris, brought up with the Shari Tshuva, anyway, the Prima Godim, and there's a Chayodim, and the Shrol, and the other place can come on and say, could you put your hot water on top of your sugar? And they want to say, no, it's a Mitzah Bishol. Mitzah Bishol. What happened to Mitzah Merasek? Tell them, it's clear that they hold there's no Issam Merasek, and we're going to pass the Issam Merasek in the case of powders, of case of sugar, case of sugar. Come on, Falcon, he wants a taina. These achronim I just quoted, the Shai Chub, Panamiris, Pimgon, Chayadim, and others, even the Chaznish, there is no raya to be makel bizman azeh, in the case of our instant coffee, instant tea, and our granules. He said the Metzias was before 70 years ago, anytime you pour hot water on top of any of these type of coffee and tea, and any of these type of powders or sugar, it did not dissolve. First, sugar were cubes, and these different the things, when you pour on top of it, it just stayed on the bottom. And when you had to go do, you had to go mix. Mixing it, involved with mixing that, they'll get a big morasic. There's a new patent, back 70 years ago, which they crystallized and instantized, and made a new mahalach over here, that when you pour your hot water on top of it, it miyad it melts. They did not have it by the time of Pim Godim, not the Palmi Iris, not the Shai Tshuva, and even when the Chanish, when he wrote it, he also did not have it. So the Falk, true, all those who will ask the matter, Machalik for sugar, Pachmi Iris, versus Menorah Torah, both from the same generation, 300-400 years ago, same generation. They asked it, even in a situation when it happened on later. But in the case when it happens miyad, everyone agrees to ask it. Said, except not by our sugar. Our sugar is not miyad. Also take a couple of seconds to melt. Doesn't have miyad. Only our instant coffee, tea, and cocoa, that happens miyad. They do a special thing to instantize it. Therefore, Rav Falk says, today, to be makel and pour on top of your coffee and tea, Maisi wants to answer when you have these instant coffees and teas. The Maisi, Sada Shady, most people must probably never heard of this chumra over here. Either can tell me, because who drinks that type of coffee over here, you have to best to mention. Maisi, the Rav Falk says, the Mishnah says, the switch of water around inside the sugar of Tzedeo, says, that Tzedeo took my case of sense, when it's a liquid. Can't bring me a right in the case of we have powder. We have no right for the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is because in case of liquid. Our case of powder, but it's also. The verse of Ithan Shalom is Amun Shemir Shabbos of Perkut base in the Ordi Yudalit. He says, the feed the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Mishnah Gimel should be also to pour on top of your coffee and sugar. That's what he writes at one place. Heaven Ordi Tazayin, he says, the mice and the minix can make, why is the minix can make? He says, because the Tzemchim Panashita be morastic be a dying inside the liquid, the mice is mutter. It's key to the other one, Keachod. What happens? It's been morasic be dying, and the dissolves right away inside the liquid. So the most we have is the Tevla Hachman, the oil being Tevla on the Heter. Yisemich on the Sefto. The Rambam, the Rajbo, the Ramban, the Ram, the Sefer Chaneter. So you have one reason why you make all.
Because?
Now that's not that great of a heter, because it's like Achmer. Maybe a person should be Machmer. They point out, mentioned earlier, the Ben Ishchai, that he understands, he said over here, by stirring the Meiser, by these things over here, that's powders, in essence, what are you really doing? You're not dissolving it and turning it into a liquid. What you're doing is just thickening the drink over here. So the Ben Ishchai says, what is your heter? By the case of these powders inside, why is the mutter? You want to tighten it, what are you doing? You're just thickening the thing, the sugar is thickening it. So whether it's on the sugar of Rashi, Dami Lachi, not Dami Lachi, not grate the sugar into a liquid, not take the coffee, make it into liquid, dissolve inside the liquid. Or Xeras Skins Paris, also another part of here, not turning into liquid, dissolves inside of it. And according to Ben Ishchai, also you have that, you're not creating wood over here. That means whether you come inside the Mogar Rome's reason to make it, you have another reason, according to Ben Ishchai, they point out, the Maaseh should be mutter, because you're not really creating water, you're just mixing inside one with another. Therefore, Belsky, in the back of Lam Tes Malachos by Ribiat, he asked him, he said he went through the Rayas or Balk, he said, show you the Lipik book. Abadis mutter, go over Kachnogim Kleinesol. The Archer Shabbos says, Abadis mutter over here. Gomma Fakulz, Archer Shabbos says he made a mistake. But, the Maaseh, the Archer Shabbos says, Abadis mutter. The shot they do have, if the smoke over here is because you're only dissolving it inside and not really creating water, the lochan sefi beis. Lochan sefi beis, case of melech. And it's going where? Your mishaf should be a dayim. Case of melech, why isn't the chligeta of barasek? You're not creating water. So Rav Shabbos asks the question upon himself, the machan shechidish, this is using a drop of water with a lot of sugar, it's kain the dayim barasek be a dayim. We have a ton of water, it's not the chligeta barasek. But over there, since you're using only a little bit of water, definitely get out of Marasik. Faisal, at the end of the day, to go do this enough, to pour your hot water on top of these granules of the instant powder and clean the mice, the number one that makes you make it. And B'yuchu was starting off the whole tzad to be Mahmoud only type Lachmar. Because at the end of the day, the most of it is Hashis and Marasik being dying inside the liquid. To be Mahmoud, about it, Yeshimah should be Mahmoud, like numerous things over here, Claudius. So. Bez Hashem, the next sugya is Simishin Yechesed Zayin. There are two sugyas over there. The case over there, when you have Pashtida and Shuma next to Maduro, there's one question, why is not son of Bishul? The second question negates the sugya of Noilat. What I'd like to do is divide the two of them in half. The sugya of why is not Bishul, Mashal, well, the Oilam got to at the end of this man last month. I'd like to do that tomorrow. We are sure the Chaburo. And the sugya of Noilat, I'd like to do on Sunday. Aslavo.
Goya!